And we're joined next by Roger Hannigan Gilson, the Times Union Hudson Valley reporter, updating us on what stories he has been working on this week. Roger, how are you doing this morning?
I'm doing fine. How are you?
Doing pretty good over here. You have been dealing with water this week?
Yeah.
One way or the other. There's a couple of
water-related
stories, right?
Yeah, stories. One in which the water is kind of the bad guy, one which is kind of neutral. But the first one in which water plays the antithetical, the good, is Fawn's Leap. Fawn's Leap is a swimming hole, the location of which I'm not going to give away for reasons that will become obvious. It's a swimming hole in Greene County that has been used for decades and decades, as far back as anyone can remember, for, swimming, chilling, having a good time. The spot has blown up in the last 7-8 years because of Instagram and, geotagging and that kind of thing. It's become a rather crowded spot.
And COVID sort of made that worse, too.
Oh, yeah, and, the surge towards this region because of the shutdowns and whatnot. So it's, like, a very popular spot these days. You can just Google it, and there's all this stuff, which is not a great idea, unfortunately. I've not swum there recently. I've never swam there, actually. But I visited there, like, last summer, and it was, like, throngs. It's not a big place. But anyway, a very sad thing happened there. Two teenagers, they were 17, from Brooklyn, were up for the day, were swimming at Fawn's Leap. They became caught in what is called the hydraulic current of the waterfall and could not escape. A third person, who is not part of their group, but had kind of been like hanging out with them that day, swam out in an attempt to rescue them. They were able to rescue one of the teenagers. The second one was pulled under. And although the a DEP ranger and then various other emergency services attempted to save him, he died.
Oh, goodness. So this is not the first time this has happened. This is one of the repeated bad stories here, over and over and over again. And it, sometimes they put up signs and fences and things, and the story goes away for a little while, but it always seems to come back.
Yeah, I mean, it never really goes away, and there's just been like, I don't think there's a reason, but there has been a cluster of very bad events there. In 2 weeks, there was the drowning. 16 people had to be rescued from Fawn's Leap and a nearby swimming hole. It was an hours-long rescue operation. They had to shut down 23A. Everyone was saved. Essentially, they had become trapped between the Catterskill Creek, which feeds the swimming holes, and a cliff wall and could not cross, and they had to be rescued. And there was a third incident, which I honestly do not have the most details on, but essentially someone fell and was injured, and there had to be rappelling down the cliff faces to retrieve him. And he's, injured, but fine.
And the problems are kind of, there's like people slipping because the ground is wet. Because there's water everywhere?
Yeah, I mean, there's like a host of issues. I mean, it's not a swimming pool. There's like certain things you should know about a swimming hole, before swimming in one. One of which is being not just okay at swimming, but a proficient swimmer, really. And then, there's cliff faces on two sides of the swimming hole. You can't just swim to the edge of it and get out. You can only get out on, one of the four sides of it. So there's dangers to the hole. And then there's the cliff sides itself. They can be falling off of.
People are jumping off sometimes, and
how deep
the water is.
Yeah. Now I YouTubed it, and there's just tons of videos of people, like, doing flips off the cliffs and stuff and, like, hitting the water in what seems to be a kind of dangerous fashion anyway. It's a 30-35 feet, the cliff. It's not a short hop.
And it's just a little beautiful spot, too.
Oh, it's very beautiful.
And people are, you know, attracted to it. It's understandable why it's why people are lured there. It seems like you say something has to be done, but I don't know what can be done to stop this recurring story of injuries, deaths, first responders having to spend a lot of time, the road getting blocked off every single time that blocks off other first responders or other issues.
No, I mean, it creates like a host of issues, and I don't have a solution. I'm just a reporter. It's technically, it is DEC land, Department of Environmental Conservation, and I'm in no way suggesting they're in any way culpable or responsible for this. I'm not. But it's more to the point, it's not like in a town or anything. It's like a mile away from anything, so that kind of exacerbates the problem. And, like, I don't know how such a problem could be solved. There's no way for, anyone going to the spot to be quizzed about their swimming proficiency. Put a lifeguard there? I don't know.
That seems like a lot of money.
It would be a lot. And it is one of many, many, many swimming holes the DEC has control over, dozens and dozens.
Maybe parking is another issue we're not talking about.
That's also an issue.
Another way that it can be controlled, I guess, maybe.
Well, I mean, honestly, a big problem on 23A that has existed for the last few years is it would, people would just arrive there having Googled it or something, didn't know the parking situation, didn't know that there essentially was no parking, and therefore park illegally on the side of 23A. Which at the very least is annoying, but it also creates an additional hazard because there's throngs of people walking up and down what is an incredibly twisty, dangerous road.
Yeah, it is the twistiest, dangerous road around here.
The recommended speed limit at one point is like 10 miles an hour,
So nothing too much is going to be done, especially in the last 2 weeks of summer, right? Or the last three or 4 weeks of summer.
Well, this is a... a problem that cannot be solved in 2 weeks, I don't think. What I would suggest, just as a public service announcement, is this poor kid died because of the hydraulic current of the waterfall. So just as a public service announcement, because, like, why would you know this unless you frequented waterfalls? When a waterfall hits the surface of the water, it sucks the surface water from around it towards the point where the water hits the surface of the pool. And that's what happened. They were trying to swim away and couldn't, and were just sucked further towards the falls until they were pulled under. The trick is, if you're in the situation, what you have to do is dive a few feet down. The effect is reversed, actually. Water is pushed away from the point the waterfall hits the water as it spreads out, reaching towards the bottom of the swimming hole, and you will simply be pushed away from the dangerous area.
So undertow, you swim across, and waterfall plunged, you swim down into it.
Yeah, just take a dip, and then it is easy to swim away from it. Again, how would you know? I don't expect people to know, but there's a piece of advice.
This is a fact that now we all know, but hopefully we will never need.
Yeah. Just a just-in-case fact,
All right. What is the other water story you've been working on this week?
Less death involved, but it's Delaware County.
Well, it's drinking water, so it's
drinking water.
It's still vital.
It's a giver of life, actually. It's the opposite. But essentially, there has been a classic century-old battle between certain people, not everyone in the Catskills, but certain people in the Catskills and the DEP, the Department of Environmental Protection, which is the New York City agency that owns and controls New York City reservoirs in the Catskills. You know this if you're a Catskillian. But, they've been butting heads for years, but the, current incarnation of this essentially has to do with the next 10 years of how the New York City DEP purchases land around the reservoirs, which it has to do to protect the purity of New York City's admittedly excellent drinking water. You know, so this plan, these land buys have been going on since 1997, and they have to be renewed every decade. That decade comes up at the end of this year. And essentially, the DEP wants to continue buying land, not exactly the way it had been doing, but with very little change. Delaware County does not want this to continue and has suggested its own very different plan for protecting the reservoirs that essentially involves not the DEP purchasing land, but you know, directly, but there being extendable leases between landowners and the DEP that have to be renewed and have to be signed off on by the town leader of whatever town it happens in, giving additional control to the localities. The DEP clearly does not want this, because when they release their plan after having absorbed this plan and being presented it and such, you know, didn't involve the suggestions. So Delaware County went ahead and suggested that they be the lead reviewer on this plan as it is renewed. You know, obviously a party that would not be hospitable to the process. The DEP does not believe the plan needs to be reviewed at all. Delaware County wants it to be reviewed.
The DEP thinks it's just it was done 10 years ago.
Yeah,
and
it's
not
been done.
Substantially
it's
different
enough, you know. Of course, Delaware County wants it to change, so it makes sense for them to want a review. It's not looking good for Delaware County. A determination has not been made, but the DEP, the DEC, the Department of Health have all written letters back to Delaware County laying out legal reasoning why they cannot lead such a review. Not to be decided, but it's not looking great for Delaware County.
And the broad issue is that the DEP wants to protect the water for New York City drinking, and
yeah,
so they want to buy up property around water sources,
mm-hmm,
and so no chemicals or other things leak and run off.
Kind of thing.
So it's good for the local county too, because the environment is better in the local county. But it's bad for the local county because the money comes off the tax rolls. And what are the other complaints that the?
Well, there's a lot of complaints in both directions. I think it just comes down to, do you rent or
we own, yeah.
Okay. Well, you've rented before at some
yes
point. You know, renters tend not to have the best relationship with their landlords, and landlords tend to not have the best opinion of the renters. It's how it has
broadly
always
true, yes.
Broadly true. I've had nice ones, but, you know, whatever. Broadly true. And the specifics of why they disagree do not matter. It's just the basics of it, in that there is a piece of property that both parties believe they have control over and own and think the other one should just butt out. You know, it's an issue of property and rights and that kind of thing. It's not exactly the same with Delaware County and the DEP, but Delaware County is like, this is our property, our land. DEP, you know, says the opposite, and there's just been a constant struggle over this very kind of abstract but incredibly important to both parties issue. And of course, there's incredibly real things involved. The DEP is actually legally obligated to buy this land, and has been since 1997.
And it's a bunch of land. It's like 97 square miles or something.
They have bought up approximately 213 square miles of the Catskills since 1997 with this program.
And who is going to be the final arbiter on deciding this? Is it the DEC or something?
Yeah, it's the Department of Environmental Conservation, which, you know, the state agency that largely you know, does stuff in the Catskill Park. They make a determination whether this is basically them, yes.
And we've been talking a lot about Delaware County, but this is also Greene County and Ulster County. And,
oh, yeah, yeah. I mean, there's the reservoirs touch five counties. The ones in the Catskills, there's other reservoirs on the other side of the river. But, you know, one of the arguments that, you know, the DEP and the Department of Health made in opposition to Delaware County is like, you are but one county affected by this very large issue. Why should you be the lead in reviewing it? Yeah.
But they're probably I guess Ulster County is probably just as much land in the Greene County is just the mountaintop that's pretty much involved in this, right?
I think if you were to compare counties, like the proportion of their land impacted by this, Delaware County would be number one. Yeah, but there's four other counties that are too.
And does the public have any input in this?
Well, if you're involved enough as the public, you always have input. Yeah.
There are meetings, the public hearings or anything?
Having said that, I know I'm struggling to think of like, all right, does the public,
the public must have an input, right?
Yeah, they do. I mean, like if you're in Delaware County, talk to your town leaders, of course, you can always submit public comments about any pending action, that can be done to the DEC. If you're passionate about something, get involved. Contact your local leader. For instance, Chris Tague, I know, the assemblyman around those parts is pretty involved in this and so forth.
It was the big thing the public did before was in Wyndham, there were all those signs about the land. Like 3 or 4 years ago, there was like some sign campaign about the don't let the DEP buy all the land or something.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Like you said at the beginning, this is an ongoing...
Yeah, it's been going on since 1997 and arguably since the 1910s when the, Shokan Reservoir and such were built.
New York City started drinking from the Catskills.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. What are you off to some news stories now?
What is today? I actually have a second radio spot in the evening, which should be cool. Radio Catskill, if for some reason you want to catch me twice in one day. I'm working on a complicated story involving horses in Dutchess County. And, that's the thing about being a reporter. You don't precisely know what the day will bring, because if you knew what the news was before it happened, you would know the future and there wouldn't be a point.
It wouldn't be called news then.
No, it would be called, like, this is what is going to happen. I am a seer.
Which, AI, that could be the future of news.
Don't get me started on AI. Too early in the morning for me and AI.
All right. Roger Hannigan-Gilson from the Times Union covering the Hudson Valley for us and readers. We can see your byline at the Hudson Valley. They have a special section in the Times
they
Union,
do,
right?
It's timesunion.com.
Timesunion.com.
There's like different sections, and just timesunion.com is there.